My friend, I am such a big believer that your mindset is everything. It can really dictate if your life has meaning, has value, and you feel fulfilled, or if you feel exhausted, drained, and like you're never going to be enough. Our brand new book, The Greatness Mindset, just hit the New York Times bestseller back-to-back weeks. And I'm so excited to hear from so many of you who've bought the book, who've read it, and finished it already, and are getting incredible results from the lessons in the book. If you haven't got a copy yet, you'll learn how to build a plan for greatness through powerful exercises and toolkits designed to propel your life forward. This is the book I wish I had when I was 20, struggling, trying to figure out life. 10 years ago, at 30, trying to figure out transitions in my life, and the book I'm glad I have today for myself. Make sure to get a copy at lewishouse.com/2023mindset to get your copy today. Again, lewishouse.com/2023mindset to get a copy today. Also, the book is on Audible now, so you can get it on audiobook as well. And don't forget to follow the show so you never miss an episode.
Every human being is a creator, and they are creating their life. So it's not that our thoughts are powerful, it's that we are powerful. And so when we focus on a thought and we really hold that focus, that thought will manifest in our life.
Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin.
Apple Card is the perfect cash back rewards card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City branch, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. Capella University's game-changing FlexPath format helps you learn at your own pace and fit earning a degree into your life. From before you enroll to after you graduate, you'll be supported by people who are invested in your success so you can pursue your goals, knowing that help is available if you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
Welcome back, everyone, to the School of Greatness. Very excited about our guest. We have the inspiring Rhonda Byrne in the house. I'm so grateful that you're here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here.
We were just talking about this right before that you have sold with The Secret almost 34 million copies are in print around the world, translated in over 50 languages. And I believe this is one of your first sit-down interviews in person since you did Oprah about 16 years ago.
That's true.
You've done a few virtual interviews over Zoom. We did one that got millions of views around the world. And you are back in person. I'm so grateful that you're here because there's definitely an energy about you in person that brings a different element.
Aww.
And I'm excited to talk about the things, some things that we covered in the previous interview, but even more,
because you have this incredible piece of art that you've come out with called these manifestation cards, the secret manifestation cards, which are beautiful. And I want to go through a number of these today and talk about this. But you have received so much celebration over the last 16 years since The Secret came out.
Yeah.
But you've also had criticism of The Secret and what this is.
Yeah.
And so for people that don't know what The Secret is, if they didn't see our previous interview, and this is their first time hearing about you, and it's their first time seeing what is the law of attraction and The Secret.
Right.
Can you explain what the law of attraction and manifesting actually is in simple terms before we dive in deeper?
Sure. Gee, it'll be interesting to see how I describe it now after all these years. Actually, every human being is a creator. And they are creating their life. And we don't know, for many of us, we did not know that that was the case. And we are creating our life through our thoughts. So it's not that our thoughts are powerful, it's that we are powerful. And so when we focus on a thought and we really hold that focus, that thought will manifest in our life. And so we create our own life through our thoughts and through the mind. The mind, our mind is super, super, super powerful. Yeah.
For good or for worse?
Yes. So, for example, we can talk about what we want and we will manifest that, you know. And so some people, they just see the abundance in the world, you know. That's all that they see. They don't see any lack. They just see abundance, and everything seems to go right for them. Everything falls into place for them. They invest in this and it skyrockets, and they buy a house in this place and that suburb goes crazy. And it's like everything they touch turns to gold. But it's because they have the mindset that is toward wealth and abundance, and they don't have a mindset toward lack. And we have a lack mindset when we say things like, I'm broke, I don't have enough, I don't have enough to pay my bills. And you see, whatever we say is what our life will be. And so if we are saying, I don't have enough money, then by law of attraction, we will not have enough money. We will continue to not have enough money. So what we have to do is we need to speak about what we want, and we need to talk about, for example, if it's money or if it's health or if we're not feeling really great, then we can talk about what it feels like to be really well instead of talking about not being well, right? Because if we're talking about not being well, we're attracting more of that, more of that, more of that.
Right.
And so that's basically law of attraction. I mean, it is so wonderful and it's so intricate. And the more that it becomes a part of your life, the more you see the little kind of twists and turns.
Synchronicities.
Yeah. Like for example, if you're saying, you know, I'm so overwhelmed, there's just so much going on at the moment and I can't get on top of things and I'm just overwhelmed. Guess what's coming? More overwhelmment.
Right.
And more, you know.
So when we speak about things that are frustrating us, that are overwhelming, that are stressing us out, that we're in lack of, when we speak about them, or we're constantly in a loop of thinking of those thoughts and then speaking them to ourselves or to others, what I'm hearing you say is it's going to be a lot harder to get beyond those struggles than to speak in a different way or think in a different way. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
That's the case. And in fact, until we think differently, it won't change.
Really?
It wouldn't matter all the action in the world. All the action in the world will not override a belief that we have. And usually when we speak, for example, if I'm saying, I'm so overwhelmed, so much is happening. And when we're saying I'm so overwhelmed, we believe it. Like we're saying it with conviction, right? And so the fact that we believe it, it's not going to change. We're going to keep, more things are going to come, more things are going to come.
And even if someone, let's say they did work hard for a long time and they're feeling this overwhelm and all of a sudden they started to make a lot more money, but it's not going to change the overwhelm if they keep thinking it.
That's right.
So more money might come because you spent more time in this world and worked hard.
Right.
And it's just your time to make more.
Right.
But you still might say, well, I'm still overwhelmed. It's not enough.
Yeah.
Right?
There's
not enough feeling. Even though you have more, you're still stressed and overwhelmed.
You're still stressed
and that's why you see
overwhelmed.
People with money, some people with money who aren't fulfilled or happy, they're still overwhelmed.
That's right. Yeah.
So how do we shift it so that when more comes our way, we're actually not feeling more overwhelmed, but
right.
more in abundance and grateful for
it's
that.
It's so simple. It's so easy. We just have to think about what we want. And do we want to feel overwhelmed? And no, we don't. So what do you want? I want all of the success, but I want it to be effortless and easy. And I want to have lots of spare time. And I want to really be enjoying it. And I want, like, talk about what you want and talk about what you want until you have what you want.
When people talk about what they don't want consistently, what typically happens?
They get that. That's what they get.
More of what they don't want.
Yeah, they get more of what they don't want. If we could just talk about what we want, our life would be incredible, incredible, amazing, spectacular. That's it. Just to talk about. But we have a world that's very beautiful, but orientated towards drama and, you know, news is negative, and so, you know, it's challenging for people, but we're all in it together.
Yes.
Because we're all dealing with the mind, and the mind that might be delivering a whole lot of negative thoughts, but not one of us, it's not harder for one or easier for another. We all have this mind that can be like a flatmate and chatter, 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 nonstop chatter, keep going on, you know. So we're all dealing with that, and the mind, it's just a program. Mm. It's not an entity, it's just a program. And so through my experience, through The Secret, you can totally train your mind to be positive so that it is not leaning toward the negative all of the time. And positive is just what you want.
Right.
Right.
When someone is thinking or speaking about what they want, does that mean that they are in lack of it? Or how do they speak about it where it's not from a place of lack?
Right. It's a good question. Because
you know what I mean? If
it's
I'm like, I want this, but I don't have it. So how do we speak about it where we're in gratitude and positive around it, as opposed to, I really want this thing, but it's not in my life right now, but I really want it.
Yeah, but the problem is you just cancelled out the manifestation when you said, but it's not in my life right now.
Ah.
Yeah, because if you're saying that, you could say it like this. I would really love to have this. It's a little bit softer, right, than I want. But to manifest something to deliberately manifest, you have to want it, but then you can't have any thoughts of, well, it's not here yet. Because the moment you say it's not here yet, what does law of attraction do? It's not here yet.
And it's constantly not here yet.
Yeah.
So say this again. How do we really manifest something? We put it out there. We speak it or we think it, but then we detach from it.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the thing. We so don't realize our own amazing power, that we can just ask for something and it will be given to us.
Now here's what the criticism online is for The Secret.
Okay.
Or the law of attraction.
Okay.
Or anyone talking about manifesting.
Okay.
This is what I'll see people, and this is typically people in lack, or maybe people with more of a negative frustration because they don't have what they want. they will say, or these are comments that I'll see, you can't just think something and expect it to appear without putting in the hard work, without action, without consistency. It's just, the world just doesn't work like that. When you see comments like that, or people say this, how would you respond to someone saying, thinking that or saying that?
Well, I don't, I always kind of feel that everybody has the right to think what they want and believe what they want. And I know it's not the case. I remember Lester Levinson said something so incredible. He was a wonderful teacher. He's not alive anymore. But he was very simple in the way that he talked. And he told these students that if you want something, I could lock you up in a room and padlock that room, and you ask for that, and you know you have it, right? You know you have it now, and it will come.
Really?
Yeah, it will come, and nothing in this world can stop it. So,
wow.
Right?
What are some examples in your life where you've thought or spoken about something you desired or wanted, and it has come effortlessly? Or maybe an example of people that have written about their success stories. Is there anything you can think of?
Right.
Where maybe for a long time they'd struggled in manifesting or attracting what they wanted, but
right,
they started to apply this and really believed it, and that thing came to them.
Right. Well, when I did a book signing, and I got to talk to all of these different people, and every single person at that book signing told me about how their life had completely changed.
Wow.
And what was amazing was, so somebody would say that they wanted to have, they were working, I don't know, cleaning a bank or something, and they wanted to have their own sound studio. And that is what they decided to manifest. And they visualized and they felt it, and they wouldn't allow any thoughts of doubt to enter their mind. And they are now running one of the top sound studios in LA.
Wow.
But not just that, they met their perfect partner. They bought their dream house. They have, you know, two children, or they travel. Every single thing that they wanted, they received. And that was what was so amazing about all of these people when I was signing books. It wasn't just one thing in their life, but these people were amazing. They did gratitude all of the time, or they did affirmations all of the time. And they had a complete change within themselves, you know, to be kind, you know, to other people. And so they would think positively, they were aware when negative thoughts came, and they would stop them in their tracks. And so for me, I think the biggest manifestation for me was The Secret.
Yeah.
Because I was a mother of two children in Melbourne, Australia. I had this night where Henny Penny, the sky fell in. Everything in my life completely collapsed, right? And I had a huge awakening that night, pardon me, and realized all of this and how incredible we are and what we can do and what mastery we have over the world. And there and then I looked out at the world and I'm like, no one knows this. No one knows this. And so I was determined that I would find a way to take this to the world. I had no idea what shape or form it would take, but that night I determined that that is what I would do. And so eventually a whole team were gathered. I had a production company at that point. And everybody might think, oh, if you had a production company, it's so easy for you to make a documentary. Aha, but let me tell you, there's a snag. I was $2 million in debt.
Really?
That production company was $2 million in debt. And my accountant told me, you're going to be broke in 30 days and lose everything.
Wow.
Lose everything. And to this day, I don't know how it didn't happen. I do know, because I didn't allow that thought. I only allowed the thought of taking this to the world, and nothing else mattered.
Wow.
But getting this out into the world. And so, but getting back to your point, I remember when I did Time 100 and they had all the cameras, that was an interesting experience. Wow. Red carpet and walking down, and they were all like, what do you say to the naysayers? And I said, good for them. Good for them, because I think one problem we have in the world is people wanting other people to believe what they believe. You know, I discovered something incredible. I absolutely know it's the case. Through my experience, through tens of thousands and millions of people's experience, I know it's the case. But if there's somebody that isn't ready for this in their life, that's fine.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's totally fine.
Well, because a lot of people feel like they might be in a breakdown. You know, during that moment of your life, you were struggling with, business, different things in your life that were happening, relationships. It sounds like there were some challenges boiling up.
Yeah.
But then this wisdom within you came out.
Yeah.
And you decided to act on it.
Yeah.
And one of these cards, again, this is a beautiful piece of art, these cards, these manifestation cards. And I want people to get this. We'll have everything linked up. And I've gone through a lot of these already. They're amazing. I wish I would have created this. This is incredible. It says, this card is great for this point in the conversation where it says, everything is always on track, always.
Yeah.
No matter where you are in your life currently, and no matter how difficult things might appear to be in this moment, you are always being moved toward magnificence.
Yes.
So why are we moved toward magnificence even when we're in breakdown, stress, and feel like we're suffering? How are we on track when we're in that moment?
Well, we are, though. We are. And if I use myself as an example, and sometimes excuse me for doing that, but that night that I talked about where everything collapsed in a heap and I was going to be broke. My health was really bad. My relationships were in a mess. My father had died really suddenly. He was young and he had died really suddenly. And my parents just had the love affair most beautiful love affair I've ever seen. So my mother was in terrible grief. And so I had all of these things and then I was going to be bust in 30 days.
Wow.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all, or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too. too.
In person or on the phone with your local agent or on statefarm.com where their award-winning app, State Farm, lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So I was able to turn all of that around. And if that hadn't happened that night, and I've thought about all of the things that led up to that night, and, you know, I was making six documentary films about murder. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Yeah, a subject like, and it was heart-wrenching because these were unsolved murders and talking to the families and everything like that. But it was perfection, the way that all of these things lined up, that I was making these movies and then that I plummeted into grief with my father, that I was so stressed about my mother. And all of these things led to this incredible night on the 9th of September at 9:30 at night.
Mm.
And where everything fell in a heap. And we could all say, oh, but that was so terrible, all those things happened. And not long before that, you know, years before that, I'd been fired and never imagined I'd ever get fired. But if any of those things hadn't happened, I would never, ever have discovered The Secret. And I've been through lots of tough things since, you know.
That hasn't been perfect?
When we're human, you know, we're going to have things. We're going to have things that will come that will have us go further, reach further, be more magnificent, be more understanding, be more compassionate. You know, when you lose somebody really close to you, you become very compassionate. You know, it helps to instill all of that. And so absolutely I say that we are all on track. The first thing people always ask me is, what do you feel about the world? You know, oh my gosh, it's a mess. And I just say, everything's unfolding perfectly.
Mm.
It really and truly is. Yeah. It's unfolding perfectly. And the same for everybody. And somebody might be going through a really rough diagnosis, but from where I am, there's no end for any of us.
Really?
No. We are consciousness. There's no end.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So it's not going to end even if there is a bad diagnosis in our life.
This is just the vehicle. This is just the car, you know, that we're using to travel around in the world. And so, yeah.
This is another one of your cards that I love that speaks into this. And I hope you don't mind me reading
not
some
at
of
all.
These. This one says, be grateful for your challenges. And you wrote all of these from your wisdom, which I think is amazing. It says, be grateful for your challenges. It's all of the hard things and apparently negative things that happen to us, which give us deep desire to change our lives. Be grateful for them because they have given you the strength and determination to manifest something different, and you will change your life. And we were talking about this beforehand, about how hard it is to watch people suffer.
Ugh.
How hard it is to watch people you care about suffer, people struggling in the world that you don't know about, and seeing suffering happening. It's very challenging to witness, especially if you have a lot of compassion in your heart, if you're empathetic towards individuals,
yes,
and if you felt pain yourself.
Yes, yes.
It's very challenging.
It is very.
So how can people be grateful for their challenges? Even though we know, I know you know and I know, that our biggest challenges of our past got us to where we are today.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like those moments of complete pain and suffering taught me my biggest lessons, which have given me strength and courage today.
Yeah.
But how can people fully understand that when they have a horrible disease, when they've lost someone in their life too soon, when there's an unfortunate war in their individual life or in their country, they're going bankrupt? How can we empower people to be grateful for their challenges when there's so much pain and suffering in their life?
Because being grateful is what will change their lives. And so the difficulties that they're facing, I mean, we have a lot of stories on our website about people with health challenges and how those health challenges just disappeared with love and gratitude. So, and just being grateful. Being grateful is, I mean, that is just number one. That's the fastest way for anybody to change their life. And I think if you went out and asked most people, they would say, oh yeah, I know it's important to be grateful. I think most people would agree with that. Grateful isn't spiritual, or, you know, it's just being grateful. And I just, if you want to see the power that you have to change your life really fast, then start doing gratitude, and it will just blow your mind.
It changes everything. Again, yeah. Next card, I just turned to it, is gratitude is the great multiplier. Set the universal forces in your favor for tomorrow. Tonight, before you fall asleep, go back over your whole day in your mind and replay each good moment, feeling genuine gratitude for each one. This practice ensures the universe will make your tomorrow a day filled with good moments and plenty to be grateful for the next day as well.
Absolutely.
And when we are ungrateful, when we are not in appreciation,
yeah,
for the good, the bad, the ugly,
yeah,
what happens in our lives when we lack gratitude?
We're taking things for granted, which means things will be taken from us.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. When we take things for granted, they get taken from us. Yeah. Gratitude will hold absolutely everything to us in our life.
But
it will stick everything to us.
How do we be grateful when we're in suffering or sadness or loss?
I know, it's really hard, but there's suffering, sadness, and loss that continues in that way, or there's suffering with gratitude and the suffering gets easier.
Right.
Or there's sadness with gratitude and the sadness begins to lift.
Mm-hmm.
Or the loss with gratitude. I know, because of my mother was so grief-stricken with my father having died, and what brought my mother right out of it was gratitude.
Mm.
She was just so grateful that they got to have all of the years together that they had, that they had five children, there are five of us, and they had five children, that they had an incredible life, that they loved. They loved each other, was love at first sight, and they loved and adored each other until the last moment. And she was so glad that he didn't suffer.
Mm.
She just found so many things to be grateful for. And this was the love of her life. But from doing that gratitude, she just lifted herself up and began to live a new life, you know. So what happened was she reduced the pain
yeah.
and the grief, because eventually it will lessen, but she just felt absolute love for everything.
Wow.
That I remember her saying to me, she's not alive now, but I remember her saying to me, you know, I've had such a blessed life. It's like, wow, you know, you went through a war, you went through, you know, they didn't have, like, I came from very humble beginnings, that my parents did not have much, and yet she saw her life as rich and blessed.
Wow.
You know?
That's beautiful.
Isn't it?
A lot of it is perspective, you know, and if we hold on to resentment or lack of forgiveness in our life,
yeah,
are we able to manifest and attract beautiful things if we hold on to resentment and anger and don't forgive?
I think we can still, because we're attracting every day. So I think we can still attract things, but will those things bring us peace and happiness? Not when your heart is full of resentment. Because if you're full of resentment, what you will attract is more people, circumstances, and events that will cause resentment.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And
that's just to show you that there's something to let go of. You know, everything's very beautiful. Everything's beautiful.
Can you explain that? What does that mean? Something to let go of.
So it's time to let go of that resentment. Because that original resentment is attached to some story or another that we have about somebody did something to us. And isn't it crazy that maybe somebody did, but then that we would carry that for years? Mm. And by carrying it, we keep attracting more of and more and more of it. So that just, it just shows you how all of those religious texts and everything, they got it really right.
Yeah, of course.
When they said not to, you know, love thy enemy and all of those things that were said, all of those things make total sense. Don't carry those things with you.
Well, that lack of forgiveness, that resentment is an energetic force that's almost attracting more of those things and resisting the abundance of peace and harmony.
It is.
When you're carrying and holding on to that anger, you're resisting peace.
Yeah.
This is another card. Again, I'm just in the flow right here, that says feelings are powerful manifestors. Remember that worry attracts more worry, just what you said. Unhappiness attracts more unhappiness. Fear attracts more fear. And remember that joy attracts more joy. Happiness attracts more happiness. Love attracts more love.
Yeah.
And it's the times when I'm hearing you say, the times when it feels like it's the hardest is the times when it's the most important.
That's right.
To be in a state of gratitude, happiness, and love.
Yeah.
Because holding on to anger, unhappiness, and worry only attracts more of that.
More of it. And I think everybody experienced that, right, during COVID.
Yes.
Right? With all of the worry about COVID, which then turned into fear, and people became more fearful, and then things seemed to get worse, and then more fearful, and things got worse, and things
it did.
Right? When you got the whole world, when you have the majority of the world in so much fear, it's going to get worse.
It is.
Yeah.
Should we be thinking more about our thoughts or our feelings when it comes to manifesting and attracting abundance?
Good question. You know what I would say? I would say for people to choose whatever's easiest for them. I did thoughts. I became very aware of my thoughts. But two, I have to say, I also became super, super sensitive to what I was feeling. So much so that if I wasn't feeling good, I would not open my computer or any emails.
Why is that?
Because if I'm on a frequency, if I'm on a frequency of frustration, when I open up those emails, in comes frustration.
Mm.
In comes problems. And so I wouldn't answer my phone if I wasn't feeling good. And in fact, the whole secret team knows very well.
If you can't get a hold of Rhonda.
I said to them, if you don't feel well, please don't touch the secret. And if you had an argument with your spouse or you got really, you know, fell out of bed the wrong way, take the day off. Don't touch the secret.
Unless you can shift out of it quickly.
Yeah.
If you're unable
which
to shift.
Which they all can now.
Yeah,
but this was early days.
Right.
So I was really, really careful to. So feeling good. I guess if you ask people how did they feel, they might say, oh, yeah, I feel pretty good. But what I want to know is, do you feel happy?
Mm.
Because if you're not feeling happy, then you're unhappy.
Mm.
Like we could say there's just two, you know, two
emotions. It's black and white.
Right?
Happy or not happy.
Exactly. Yeah. And so if you're not feeling, and if you think about a time in your life when you felt happy, and I don't mean overexcited or what I mean is just happy, you know, just feeling full and happy and it's a great day and you're really positive and friendly to everybody. Yeah, that's happy. And the other, that kind of numb feeling or, you know, it's another day kind of, that's unhappiness.
I will say, Rhonda, I grew up not thinking that I was very smart or intelligent. I struggled in school. So I had this belief that I wasn't smart enough for really anyone or anything.
Right.
And I was never going to be able to figure things out because I had this kind of belief based on testing poorly, just struggling in school. It was hard to read and write. And I just felt like everyone around me was smarter based on kind of school system and tests. Now, I learned later that that wasn't true in other areas of life. I had more street smarts rather than school smarts. But I remember in my early 20s, not thinking I had skills to go into a career because I lacked success in school. And early on, I was trying to figure out how can I start to make money? How can I get opportunities for me when I don't have these skills? And what I said to myself early on was, I'm going to bring joy and happiness everywhere I go. When I would enter a room, I would think about, okay, this is a pathway to joy. And I would smile as I would cross the doorway. I would cross it. I would just open my heart to joy and smile.
Wow.
And enter a room and smile at people. And when I would smile at other people and just ask them a question, how's your day? They would smile back and bring that mirroring energy. In this next card here, you say, live in joy. Humanity needs your joy. Planet Earth needs your joy. The universe needs your joy. And that's why you are here. Find what brings you joy. Start living it. And you will have a fulfilled, you will have fulfilled your purpose. And when I didn't know what my purpose was, I just said, I'm going to be joy. And that is purpose. And things started to unfold in my life. Financial opportunities, people wanted to be around me more, and they wanted to help me. I didn't know why, except for that I brought joy and happiness. So I want people to know that, you know, when you bring joy, even if you don't know what direction you're heading or what should I do next or the next chapter of my life, joy unlocks opportunities,
wow,
like you said. And I love this message in this card here.
Well, that was just such an insight that you received, you know, where that's like a divine message,
yeah,
to you to do that. Because on the frequency of joy is everything that you could ever want.
Really?
Yeah. Everything. Yeah.
It's not when you're in anger?
Joy, no. But I mean, people must notice, you know, I just think it's so obvious. Look at your life and you can see how you're creating it. Like you get angry and then one thing happens and then, oh no, something else happens and then something else happens and something else, you know.
I
mean,
know.
We've all had those days.
It's like a snowball of,
right,
bad things.
Yeah. And we just keep creating one after the other.
Yes.
But yeah, on joy, because joy is at the same frequency as love.
Uh-huh.
So it's right up there and it is incredible. And that's why in the Secret documentary and in the Secret, why I say nothing is more important than that you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel good, you're on a feel-good frequency and absolutely everything you encounter in the day, all the people, all the circumstances, all the events will be feel good. They will be things that make you feel even better, even better, even better, even,
yes,
better. So, yeah.
There's a quote from a famous football coach in America. His name is Vince Lombardi, who passed away, but he won a number of championships for the Green Bay Packers, I believe it was. His quote that he would say to his, you know, his team, his athletes, was that what did he say? He said, either be fired up with enthusiasm or you'll be fired with enthusiasm, right? It's like you either got to bring the joy, is what he was saying.
Yeah.
Bring the energy, bring the positive excitement, or you'll be fired passionately.
Right.
Because it's hard to manifest or excel at a high elite level in sports or something if you're not bringing passion and joy in a loving, happy, joyful way.
Oh.
It's hard to, maybe you could have some success, but to kind of maintain that level of opportunities and flow, it's hard to do that without it, right?
Wow, that's really interesting because that's the same with life too,
mm-hmm,
right? It's really like, for example, when you're in joy, you will manifest so fast.
Mm.
It's a really high frequency and you will manifest really, really quickly. The thing is, if you're in grief and despair, it's very slow.
Right.
And that's a protective mechanism for all of us, because I had one time in my life where I hit depression, and because I was extremely worried about my daughter, and there was just like this black cloud, and I thought I have completely thought myself to here. Mm. I could see all of the scary thoughts that I believed, and I am here now. Here is where I am, and I knew I was here because to experience it, so I could help people out of depression.
Mm.
And so,
one else created you to get there.
I did it.
You created yourself.
Because I just believed all these thoughts that. I was all these scary thoughts. I was just believing them all. And my daughter's fine and well today, you know. They were just all thoughts. So now I mean, I'm really, I guess, really fortunate. I tried everything that I knew, which was to be grateful and to think positive thoughts. So I tried thinking positive thoughts. I could feel how weak they were.
When you want the best, you have to act quickly, or someone else will get it instead. Like when you're trying to buy tickets for the best seat at your favorite team's big game, or when you're hiring for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. With ZipRecruiter, you can find qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I believe finding the right team member is one of the most important steps in setting up my company for success. We like to ensure our new hires will be a good fit before they're even on the team. So I am grateful that I have ZipRecruiter's help when we want to grow the team fast. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've learned the hard way that constantly holding on to your emotions and repeatedly choosing to not talk about your feelings will only make you feel worse and worse. And up until about 10 or 11 years ago, I was afraid to talk about my trauma that I experienced. And I know we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lewis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LEWIS.
What do you mean by that?
Like they didn't have a lot of power behind them.
So they were like, I'm happy, but I'm not really happy.
Yeah,
not feeling it.
Because the depression was, you know, it was strong. And so what I did was I decided to not resist the depression, but to love it.
Tell me more.
And it melted away.
What does that look like if someone's going through
3 to 6 months
of depression?
So I had to imagine this. I had to create like a picture of this, but... I kind of, like, I could feel the sensation of it because depression is just a sensation. All of my feelings are just sensations and they're not actually us. They're just a sensation. But I would get that sensation and I would feel that sensation of depression and then I just imagined putting my arms around it and pulling it into me. And that was hard to do.
Not pushing it away or resisting it.
Yeah, because that's what we do. You see, we push away bad feelings because we don't want to feel the pain, right?
We numb them. We try to escape from them.
Exactly. We do everything. But I did the opposite because I knew what you resist persists, right?
Yes.
And so I just imagined putting my arms around. The moment that I did it, whew, it just evaporated, that whole feeling of depression. And then a couple of hours later, it started to come back, not nearly that same level, did it again. In 3 days, was totally gone.
How long had you been experiencing the depression for? Was this weeks? Was this months?
It was like a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. And if you would have resisted it or numbed it or tried to escape it.
Yeah, I'd still be there.
Really?
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing you say is that you embracing the sadness, the pain, the grief, the loss, whatever it might be, but embracing it and creating a relationship with it.
Yeah.
As opposed to pushing it away.
Yeah.
Allowed it to flow through you and leave you.
Yeah, it can't stay because nothing negative can remain in the face of love.
Wow.
Love is the light, and everything negative, you could say, is darkness, is one way to look at it. And so if there's love, the darkness just disappears. And that's why it just evaporated. It was the most incredible feeling. And I knew I'm experiencing this so I can share it with people.
How does someone, I mean, the secret, 34 million plus copies, you know, tens of millions of people have watched the movie, all the other books and programs and products that you have been, you know, sold by millions of people, have been bought these things. How does someone believe they are worthy of great things the way you have been able to do great things in your life and impact the world in such a magnitude that you have done? How can someone know and trust that something is destined for them? Maybe it's not at this level, but something as great is destined for them. How do they know that? And did you know this your entire life leading up to this, that something like this was supposed to happen?
No, I didn't.
Really?
No. But the moment I discovered it, I knew it. I absolutely knew it. I knew this is why I was here. I just knew it with every fiber of my being. Yeah, so, but prior to that, I didn't. I was really ambitious, okay?
You were driven, you had a business.
I was driven. Yeah. But when I say ambitious, I was only wanting to perfect, be great myself. I wasn't in competition with anybody. I wasn't trying to be better than that person, or I just wanted to be the best that I could be. And so I did it. But after I discovered the secret and my whole life turned completely around 360, I looked back on my life and I saw that every single thing in my life was leading to this.
Really?
Yes. Because just even things like I worked in a newsroom for in a radio station, and so when the secret went crazy, like crazy, and I just had every news media outlet in the world in every country coming at us, and I did very little, and because I knew that what happens, what can happen is that the media will build you up to tear you down.
Wow.
And I knew that because I had worked in news and I'd worked in media. And
You'd seen it.
I had seen it.
Is that why you did you did Oprah and that was really
I did it? Oprah, and I did Oprah because I knew Oprah lived this. Mm-hmm. And you see, I didn't want to go onto anything where I didn't want to have arguments with people because I'm not trying to convince you to do anything. I discovered something and I wanted to share it. And if you find that it's incredible for your life, then I'm so happy. If you don't want to hear about it, that's fine too. So I didn't want to get into situations with people where they're like, oh, this is, you know, as if the mind can do this. This is all there is mind. You know, they don't even realize, like, it'll be hundreds of years before it is realized what the substance of the universe really, really is. But right now, we can use this knowledge to completely create the life we deserve to have.
Yeah.
And what you were talking about being this greatness, I think some of us were born to do something like this. But then there are others, and I think about this with my mother, right? My mother stopped working when she was like 19 years old and she had 5 children. But my mother achieved greatness because she was an incredible mother and she was an incredible wife. And so her level was different. And I think, you know, what you did or what I did, not everybody is prepared to take the risk. You took risks.
Yes.
You can't do it without the risks.
Yeah.
I took huge risks. I put everything on the line. I would have been on the streets. You know, I like mortgaged, overdraft. I did everything possible to get the secret out to the world. And I didn't care, honestly, what happened to me after it. I just wanted to get it to the world, and that was it. And so you have to have, there's something within you that really pushes you. But then there are people that they might love what they do, you know, and they don't want to be running a company. They don't want the stress of that.
Yeah.
They love their family. They want to spend as much time with their family as possible. They just really love to have a better house or, you know, and I think, honestly, if you can live your life and you can bring joy to other people just by your presence, if you can do that, oh my God, you've lived the greatest life possible. You really have.
That's
because
true.
Every single person, their true nature is joy and their true nature is love. And that's why you feel so good when you're in joy.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's why we feel so good when we're loving. And being loving is smiling to that person like you did, you know? I'm opening the doors and I'm going to smile.
Yes. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I mean, you talk about kindness. This is the next thing on top of here. You just said kindness. We're in sync right here.
We're in sync.
Kindness changes everything. Want to see your life change for the better today? Then be the kindest you've ever been to every person you encounter. When you do that, it's hard to have a bad day.
Oh, you can't. It's not possible. That's why... just do that, you know, like I'm like, just do that one thing. And you don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself and just see for yourself what happens.
Yeah.
I remember this person contacted us and really early on, and he said he decided that he was just going to be happy. I think it was a hairdresser. And he said, I'm making a decision that I am going to be happy and I'm going to see what happens. And it was incredible what happened in his life. Got his own hairdressing salon and all of, just because he made a decision to be happy. What? What's on the happiness frequency? Everything that you want to make you happy.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
I'm curious about after The Secret came out and every news outlet in the world wanted to hear more about what you were creating. You do Oprah, which that, you know, blows up everywhere. You're Time 100 most influential person in the world. You're selling tens of millions of copies within the first few years. This message was everywhere. You could not go into a store without seeing this book.
No, true.
How did you navigate the success and not let that weight or pressure break you? Because some people want the impact, the success, but then they're not ready for it. How did you prepare yourself? And was that a conscious decision not to do a lot of interviews after that, to not be picked at or try to be pulled down in certain ways?
Like that was a conscious decision. It was. But...
like, did you feel ready for the success? Did you feel prepared or did you feel like this was a little overwhelming?
I never felt it was me.
What do you mean?
I just, it was the message. That was the star.
Interesting.
And I never felt that it was me. Like even writing The Secret book, I absolutely knew that, and making the documentary, like it was a miracle what happened making that documentary. The way everything that we ever needed just landed right at our feet. It was so spectacular. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. And I just knew the universe, you know, just putting that in that most affectionate way, I knew the universe was with us. And writing the book, it was the same thing. Like I felt such a rush in writing that book. I couldn't write it fast enough. All the things that I'd learned and practiced and I wanted to share with people. But, you know, I had, like, I got a burst blood vessel in one of my eyes. I had my feet got all cracked. All the skin on my feet got cracked from the high frequency in writing that book.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you said, you were telling me before off camera that you wrote this book in Santa Monica in an apartment.
I did.
A few miles from here.
With my laptop on my lap.
With your laptop on your lap in a small little apartment.
Yeah.
Were you on the beach? Were you off the beach? Were you, what was your environment like?
Off the beach. It was a very simple little corporate apartment. The documentary had been released and I was writing the book and I had... It was just the perfect situation. I knew exactly everything that I wanted to say. It was really just rushing through me. And
because of the frequency, you had, like, you know, so you had, your body was feeling.
My body really, yeah.
That is fascinating.
And after it, I was a wipeout.
You were like exhausted. Oh, you were like,
yeah.
Energetically drained.
Yeah. And so then with each book that I wrote, was I tried to manage that more, you know, that I wasn't so wiped out. Now I could write a book and not at all.
Right.
Yeah.
But were you a writer before this?
Do you know what?
Was this your first book?
Yes.
The Secret is your first book and you sold 34 million copies. That is crazy.
I know, right? I remember when Beyond Words contacted me and said, we want you to do the secret book. Well, I knew there'd be a secret book because I'd seen it in bookstores in my mind all around the world.
Wow.
In the front window, I'd seen it. I didn't know what it looked like, but I could feel the book. And I said, yes, like I knew there'd be a secret book. And I said, okay. And they said, and we want you to write it. And I said, I'm not a writer. And guess what? I heard those words. And I'm like, yes, I am.
Mm. You because, switched it, yeah.
Because I'm not a writer means that you will not be a writer, right? And I'm like, yes, I am, because I can do anything that I put my mind to. Everybody can do anything they put their mind to. And so I wrote, and I was very specific. I wanted to write to people as though I was just talking to them,
mm-hmm.
and not, you know, any kind of incredible, huge words or anything like that. I wanted to be super, super simple.
Yes.
Because law of attraction was a hard concept to get your head around at that time. It's understood a little more these days, but.
And this is what I love about what you did, because you first said you saw it in your mind and you felt the book in bookstores,
yeah.
right? You felt it. So you were connecting the thought, the visualization of what you saw in your mind and the feeling. You had those two things connected, it sounded like. And this is where I think some people get wrong about the law of attraction or the secret is they, you know, you had those two things, the thoughts and the feelings, as if it was already happening, but then you took action. You wrote the book. You didn't just say it's magically going to like be in bookstores. There had to be some action somewhere,
but,
whether it was you or someone else.
Yeah, but I had the publisher come to me to say, you're going to write the book.
You drew
now,
it
so
in.
So I attracted that. But do you know what? With that book, I honestly feel like I was just the stenographer.
You were just downloading
and
it.
And that's why in answer to your question, how did I manage all of that? Honestly, I just felt like I was the luckiest person in the world to be a part of that journey. But I know without a doubt the universe was just there. This had to come out into the world and it was there to help at every turn.
If someone is applying these principles and think they're not drawing in the person, the publisher, the right person to hire, the thing.
Yeah.
To support them in manifesting what they want. Does that mean they're not ready for that thing to come out into the world? Is it not the right timing? You know, because you could have wanted this 20 years prior, but it didn't happen then. It happened at the moment you were ready for it, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So how can people let go of their frustration of really wanting something to happen now versus knowing when it's the right timing for it to come into the world?
Right. So the difference is just simply belief.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
So you have to believe you have it already. So if I explain what my belief was like, my belief was a notch above believing it had already happened.
Mm.
Mine was knowing it had already happened.
What's the difference between believing and knowing?
Because knowing is the highest you can get. And it's actually knowing is beyond the mind, but you can manifest with believing too. So I didn't just believe this had happened. I absolutely knew it.
Wow.
And I knew it, and I knew what it was going to do. And I knew it so much that I felt like I had already lived the entire journey of making it and it coming out, and that I had such a great time that I was reliving it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That's how it felt.
This is fascinating what you just said. This unlocked something for me. The difference between believing and knowing.
Yeah.
I grew up in a religion, the religion of Christian Science, which is all about healing and applying healing thinking and applying the mind to the material world. But really, there is no material world anyways. But one of the things that I would hear over and over again when I felt like something was off in my life, or I felt like I was feeling a pain, or something physical in my body was off, out of alignment, we would have Christian Science practitioners, spiritual practitioners, mm-hmm. that would give us prescriptions, but they weren't medications. They were spiritual medications, essentially, right?
Gotcha.
And they were always called truths. And they would always say, know the truth. They didn't say, believe this. They would say, know the truth. And when you know it, it is true. And it is a reality. And it was hard. It was confusing as a kid because I was like, well, but I feel this thing and there's this pain, but how can I know it? But what I'm hearing you say is believing can really help you in a big way, but knowing is what unlocks manifestation into another level.
Yeah, knowing it's just done. I mean, there have been times for everybody when they knew something, they absolutely knew something was going to happen before it happened. So let's say...
And how do they know that?
Yes. How did you know that? And you don't know how you knew it.
It's like an intuition or a feeling or something, right?
Yeah, right. You knew it. Like somebody's having a baby and they don't know what sex it is, but you're like, oh, I know it's a girl. I absolutely know it's a girl. And everybody thinks you're just guessing like everybody else. No, you're like, I know it. I know it's a girl. Or there's a spinning wheel and you all of a sudden you're like, I know it's going to be number 11. I know it. And it's number 11. But you knew it. You absolutely knew it.
How does that happen?
Yeah. Because it's above the mind.
Mm.
It's above the mind. So you definitely know it. So
that's crazy.
So you don't have to be at knowing to manifest. You just have to be at believing. And might I just say that you just have to be more believing than not believing. So that person who's not, you know, they're waiting and it hasn't manifested and they're here and here. The difference is they're not believing it is done already. The moment they're believing more that it's done than it hasn't arrived, it'll manifest.
How do we stay patient? And
see, well, if you need patience, you're not believing it's manifested, right?
Interesting. So is there, can you give me...
So you're done for right there.
So give me an example, if there's an example in your life personally or something you've seen from a friend or someone who's read the book where they were like, man, I've been waiting for this to happen. It's been 10 years. I feel like it's supposed to happen. I'm believing it's happening, but I haven't got the thing that I've wanted yet or haven't, it hasn't happened yet. It hasn't come to fruition yet.
Right.
Should I have more patience in manifesting? Should I expect it's already here now? What should I do?
Okay. So I've definitely had some people do that. One in particular, she was wanting to have a baby and get pregnant. She had visualized getting pregnant. She had been doing affirmations. She'd been grateful that she was getting pregnant. And she's like, still, I'm not pregnant. Now, I think she'd even done IVF and mm-hmm. that hadn't worked. And so she'd
tried
sort of
lots
given
of things.
Up. Yeah. And I just knew that for a woman who can't get pregnant, getting pregnant has a lot of resistance around it. Because when you've not been able to get pregnant, there's like real resistance around that getting pregnant. And so much so that the resistance was outweighing her resistance that I'm not pregnant yet was outweighing her visualization and all the other things. So I said to her, I don't want you to visualize that. I want you to visualize holding the baby because that's the outcome, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the end result. You don't want to be pregnant for the rest of your life,
right?
You want to be holding the baby. So I said to her, I want you to visualize holding the baby. I want you to hear the baby. I want you to feel it in your arms.
Wow.
Pregnant in a month.
Wow.
And I've done that with a lot of women.
This is, you know, even you saying that, I'm not a woman, but it's like imagining, you know, a child coming into my life from my partner and hearing the baby, having the baby against my chest, being born, you know, feeling the heartbeat of the child next to my heartbeat, having this beautiful moment. Like I'm already seeing the future happening now.
Yeah.
By experiencing that feeling as opposed to like I'm feeling it.
Oh, I know. You better
be careful.
You know what I mean? You better be careful.
I know, right?
Do you want to have children now?
I do at the right time. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
At the right time.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's like when you feel that and you really imagine and experience that feeling, it's as if it's already happened.
That's
or
right.
It's happening.
Yeah.
And you're feeling it, and therefore you're allowing that to come to you. And you're allowing that as opposed to resisting it.
Yeah.
Where this person or friend of yours was like, I really want this, come here, but like it's not here yet.
Because so many disappointments, you see. You know, women I know go through a lot who can't get pregnant. So there's just one disappointment after another, or maybe they got pregnant and then they miscarried. And somebody else, they're two Australian girls, volleyball players, and they're playing in the Olympic Games. And these girls were just so brilliant, so clever. They were not at all the favorites, far from the favorites. They were way down the chart. And what they did was they filled their entire apartment with gold awards. They got everything gold leading up to the Olympic Games, and they had gold everywhere. They bought all these awards everywhere, gold. Do you think anyone could have beaten them at the Olympic Games?
Wow.
No chance.
Wow.
The ball was going to bounce in the perfect way. They were going to be in the exact perfect position. You see, because so when we talk about action, the kind of action that you have to do for when you have used the mind, that action's effortless. That's why writing the secret book was effortless. it's effortless. But if you go out into the world and you're like, make this happen, and you want to do all the action, oh, you're going to struggle. Oh, it's going to be hard.
You might get there eventually, but it's going to be harder than it could be.
Yeah, and you'll get there eventually, but you only get there eventually because you think it gradually, bit by bit. That's the only reason you get there, because you had the thought, oh, things are getting better. I'm starting to see success is coming. You're having these little thoughts along the way. That's the only reason you make it. You cannot do anything in the world without thought. Nothing. You show me one invention that's happened without thought.
Right. You have to imagine it first.
Right.
You have to come up with it in your mind, and then you alchemize and create it in the world.
Exactly.
And so for those girls, think it first. Yeah.
Yes. So for those girls, you see, they lived with that gold and saw themselves winning gold. And so I bet if you ask them, they would say winning that gold was effortless for them, that they just got the right breaks, that everything happened the right way for them, as it would.
Wow.
And, you know, sports people are so amazing at visualizing winning, right? Mm-hmm.
And then it does look effortless for them because they are in the flow.
Yeah.
They're not working hard. They're working. They're effortlessly moving to their desired result, right?
Uh-huh.
How do we navigate the ego when let's say when success comes our way, you know, whether these girls who win the gold medal, you know, an athlete, you selling millions of copies in the first year or months or whatever and getting all these opportunities, how do we navigate the ego from not consuming us, but success actually allowing us to multiply into greater success?
Yeah, really good question.
Like, how did you navigate that?
You certainly have to remain humble. You know, and humble and grateful. And I think we've all seen people that have had success and then just find themselves in the most awful drama of, you know, terrible situation where they made one mistake and just everything, you know, the whole world turned against them. So you have to remain humble. Otherwise, truly, you're in for a really rough ride. And you could visualize all the most wonderful things and you could, you know, achieve all of that and manifest all of that. But if you don't remain humble, because if you look at it anyway, you never did it on your own. Like, even if you just look at physically in the world, I mean, I knew we had the universe behind us. I felt it with every step that we took. But even I've got the most incredible team. I mean, we did intentions meetings at 11 o'clock every morning, and where we intended, and in those meetings, we were celebrating the secret having swept the world and having become a global phenomenon. That's what we did in those meetings.
Before the book came out.
Oh, yeah, but we danced and we celebrated that. That's what you've got to do.
You had the feeling of joy and excitement and
that
gratitude.
That it was already done.
Wow.
Yeah. If you want to go traveling, if you want to see the world and you're like, I don't have any money, how will I ever go traveling? Straight away, law of attraction says, okay, done. You know, I don't have any money. But if you want to go traveling, get out your suitcase.
This is the funniest thing you said, is because my fiance, Martha, she's Mexican. I grew up in this Mexican traditions. And over the holidays, I don't know, this never happened to me growing up in America, but over the holidays, they would do this thing around Christmas and New Year's, her family. And I believe this is a Mexican tradition. But her family, they'll all get out suitcases during the holidays and say, where do you want to go next year? And then we leave the house with the suitcase and say, we're going to Japan. We walk out and we skip down the sidewalk with a suitcase, me and Martha did, and then each family member does this and tells the experience of where they went. I'm going here, and this is where it's gonna feel like in the experience, and it's this joy and excitement talking about the trip. And we take the suitcase out the door and then we come back and we tell the experience. And we said this last year, Japan. And now we literally just booked our trip to Japan happening in like a month.
Oh, so I was going to say, you are going happening. To Japan.
Yeah, it's happening. No, it's happening.
Yeah.
We've already booked it.
Wow.
But even though I didn't know when or how, at the end of last year, we set an intention.
He did.
We celebrated it. We talked about it. And we allowed the universe to open up to see, when is this possible? How is this possible? What are we going to be doing, right? And things are coming to us in a way that's going to create a beautiful, magical experience.
Oh, so fantastic.
But we took our luggage out.
Great
And so I don't know if this is on like a Mexican tradition.
Oh, this is amazing.
So literally what you said, they do every year. It's really cool because it sets that intention.
Yes, acting as if is what it is. It's acting as if you already have it. Like, I remember there was this lady who wanted to be in the audience on the Oprah show when I was going to be on there. And the audience was completely full. It was booked out. But what she did was she got her suitcase out and she got a flight to Chicago. I mean, this is somebody really, really game. And she gets a call, a message on her phone when she lands in Chicago to say, come to the studio. We've got a seat for you. Yeah.
But she had already intended it and went
there.
She
had to get a seat.
This is fascinating.
Because she really believed in you. So acting as if, like, I know I wrote this in one of my books, but there was this woman who wanted a horse. She couldn't afford to buy a horse. So she went and bought the bridle. And she put the bridle on her table in front of her and looked at that bridle every day.
Is that the saddle? Is the bridle
the bridle,
saddle?
I what think is the, it's the, I'm not oh, a really
the,
great
like
horse.
The mouthpiece?
Yeah,
the
straps that
Got
go
you.
Around the head
okay.
kind of thing,
Got
I think.
It.
And within a couple of weeks, she, through actually the most extraordinary set of circumstances, she got offered a horse.
My goodness.
Yeah, through someone, and she got offered a horse. But of course, she was acting as if she already had the horse. She bought the bridle. So, and I always say the universe abhors a vacuum.
Say it again?
The universe abhors a vacuum. So abhors is A-B-H-O-R-S, abhors. The universe dislikes a vacuum. The universe can't tolerate a vacuum. It has to fill it. So if you create a vacuum, which is why, like, for all the people who want to meet their perfect partner and you go to their house and their wardrobe is totally full and there's no room for their partner's clothes, right? And they sleep in the middle of the bed. Where does their partner sleep? Right. So you've got to create a vacuum. And so you've got to sleep on that side of the bed so the partner sleeps there. You've got to make room in the bathroom.
Interesting.
You need to make room in the closet. You've created a vacuum. Then the person can come into your life.
This is so funny you say this as well, because Martha, my fiance, she, when she was single before we started dating, she bought herself a home and she was going to buy a queen size bed. But her coach was like, well, are you trying to, what type of man are you trying to attract? And she's like, well, a king. I'm trying to attract my king in my life, right? Not saying that I'm a king or whatever, but like I'm trying to attract. And she was like saying, explain, what's he look like? Is he short? Is he tall? Is he, And she was like, nah, he's like 6'4". And, he's an athlete and he needs space, right? And her coach was like, well, you can't buy a queen or a full size bed if you want to attract a bigger guy. You need space. Like you said, you need to have
so
a bigger... So for a number of months, she had this big king size bed and she's tiny. She's like 5'2", right? So she was sleeping on this big bed. She's like, is this weird because I have this extra space? But she allowed room for me to be there as well.
How amazing.
And you hear this with
your life is full of these stories, right?
Funny.
It's so good.
And you hear a lot of, I'm assuming, mothers to be, they create rooms with a crib and they have the room ready. That's like creating a vacuum, right?
It is.
For the baby to then
arrive.
Yeah, good
observation.
Right? A lot of mothers do this nesting or whatever it might be, right?
Yeah, great observation.
It's another example of okay, I'm struggling getting pregnant, but let me just intend and set the intention that there will be a child here.
Yes.
But I got to do it before it comes.
Yes. And you know what people might say? Some people might say, oh, no, you might jinx it. Come on. Come on. Are you going to believe that thought?
Yes.
Don't believe that thought. Don't believe any thought that you don't deserve things. You deserve everything you want. Everybody deserves everything they want. And there's no shortage.
Yes.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
This is a card you talk about with negative thoughts. How do we, when we want something, how do we learn to navigate the negative thoughts that come and go? Because not all of us, you know, are going to be able to have perfect positive thoughts all day long, especially when there's challenge or breakdown or maybe some financial strain or pain, physical pain.
Yeah.
So how do we navigate negative thoughts based on what you've talked about?
The secret really is to become more aware of what's going on in your mind. And you might, to begin with, just become aware of your feelings, you know, and all of a sudden you're not feeling very good. And I promise you, if you're not feeling very good, it's because you've had a whole lot of negative thoughts that you've been giving your attention to, and that's why you don't feel very good. And so you need to become more aware. And so I just had somebody yesterday say to me that they spiraled downward in a particular situation, and then they kind of came out of it and they were like, why did I do that? Why did I let all of those thoughts get me down like that? And I said to her, but you know what? What you did is amazing because you saw it. You know, even if you went down with it, you still saw it. You came out of it and you're like, look what happened. That was all negative thoughts. So,
but you caught it.
Yeah,
you were aware of it. You caught it.
And so for me, like really early on, you know, I would only realize a couple of days later, but the more that you do it, the faster that you catch it. And a negative thought feels so alien now, or negative thoughts feel so alien that
they're foreign to you now.
Yeah.
Well, most people, it's negative thoughts are so familiar because that's all they know is negative thinking.
I know.
You get in a trap or in a cycle of thinking. Yeah. You wake up negative. You wake up frustrated, resentful, and you follow through and you go to sleep frustrated and negative thinking. And it is a familiar feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there in the past. It just becomes a familiarity of just everything is against me. The world is against me. This person is trying to take advantage of me. Negative, negative, negative.
Yeah.
And it can feel like you're in a trap or you're stuck. It can feel extremely hard to get out of it. But the more we practice what I'm hearing you say, the more we practice catching it and being aware of it.
Yeah.
And practicing replacing it with a different type of positive, empowering thought.
That's right.
Then the more familiar that will start to feel as
That's
well.
That's right. It's just a pattern the mind's just a program.
Yes.
You know, it's just a program. So it's programmed right now based on what each of us have been putting into it. And, you know, I lived like decades with, you know, caught up in dramas. I mean, I'm really grateful to the universe that it didn't wipe me out, you know, because, oh my gosh, you know, if I think about different negative, you know, things that I'd get caught up in and talking about and, you know, gossip, like, for example, is just such a negative, awful thing.
It's a low-frequency energy.
Very low frequency, yeah, really low frequency. So
gossip, it's one of the lowest frequencies, I feel
sure
like, right?
Sure is, yeah. Yeah, it sure is.
It doesn't empower you to attract what you want.
No, and you know, for the law of attraction, like, there's only one, you. There's only one. So It is responding to your thoughts, to your words, but there's only one, there's only you. And so whatever you say about another, you're bringing to you.
Can you say that one more time?
Okay. So for law of attraction, it's responding to thoughts, right? And so your thoughts, and you can't think a thought for me, and I can't think a thought for you, right? So law of attraction is just responding to my thoughts, and it's responding to your thoughts. And so what it is doing is, if I am talking about, oh, she's, you know, she's this, I saw her do this, I saw her, you know, and she did that to somebody else, you know, too, blah, da, 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 this big story. You're saying all that blame, and law of attraction's giving it to you.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We can't think badly of somebody else without it affecting us. It will come back to us. Guaranteed. We're just not making the connection, you know, and so we attract blame. So we're blaming somebody, and then we go into work the next day and we've made the biggest mistake of all time in our job, and we're hauled into the office and the boss is going right through us and we don't make the connection.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Kind thoughts, kind.
Yes, to others.
Do it for you.
Yes.
You know.
Because what we think about others, we're attracting to us as well.
Yeah.
It's hard, but the universe can't make that distinction, right?
No.
The difference.
No, and there's only one for law of attraction. In truth, there's only one, too. Overall, we feel very individual, but there is only one. But for law of attraction, there's only one. And if you think about it, it has to be that way, that it's just responding here to these thoughts, to these thoughts. It's responding to these thoughts, to these thoughts. It's responding to these thoughts. It's none of it's personal.
Right.
Not personal at all. It's not saying, oh, I know you don't really want that.
Right.
I'm not going to give it to
right.
you.
Right. But if you're speaking it, you want it. We're talking about the secret manifestation cards. By Rhonda Byrne. Make sure you guys get a few of these decks. There's tons of different decks out there in the world that people make, but I don't think I've seen a deck this beautifully done. The design, the artistry. I know Nick was heavily involved in this,
yeah,
on your
amazing team. Amazing team.
It's beautiful. I mean, I just want to like frame these. They're like pieces of art.
Yeah.
So they are powerful. I think it's 65 cards.
65
cards.
Yeah.
And a 16-page booklet that is in this that will give you, in a moment, you pick it up, you take up the first one, you shuffle the deck,
yeah,
you pick it out, you're going to get inspiration.
And by law of attraction, like if you wake up in the morning and draw a card, by law of attraction, that is the most important message you need to hear in this moment.
Let's go.
Right?
Let's go. I'm excited. I want people to get this, the secret manifestation cards.
Oh, thank you.
Make sure you get this. I've got a couple final questions for you, but people can get this at thesecret.tv. I believe it's the main page where they can get it. Everyone on social media, The Secret or The Secret 365 is also on Instagram, but pretty much everywhere, The Secret on social media and thesecret.tv, where you can sign up for the newsletter, get information about all the books that Rhonda has. The last book, The Greatest Secret, is incredible. We talked about that in our previous interview.
We did.
It's incredible. I have a couple final questions for you, Rhonda, but I just wanted to say before I ask them, I'm so grateful that we're doing this in person. There's an amazing energy about you that is magnificent in itself. The energy,
you.
The wisdom, the passion and the joy you bring. I'm so glad we're doing this in person. I hope we can do this every year. Or in the future
that would be
again,
nice. That
and
would
just
be
continue
nice.
To have these conversations because yes. I feel like there's an amazing flow here. So
I've loved every second.
I'm very grateful you're here, and I know people love hearing from you. So
thank you.
I'm so glad that we're
thank
doing
you.
This. This is a question that I'm curious about because you've done so much and you've impacted tens of millions of lives. What do you see is next for you? You know, beyond this, do you have a vision of what you're trying to create in the future, or is it more you stay very present and you allow things to come to you at this stage? Where are you at currently in your life?
Certainly, I allow myself to be guided, and I don't kind of make up my mind. There's a book I've been thinking about for a while, and for the last year, and I've been doing some research on that. So that might happen. We've been doing apps. And so I've been enjoying doing that with the team as well. All I want to do is keep creating in the hope that to reach more people and to help more people have better lives.
Yes.
And so I don't even mind what shape or form that comes in, just as long as it reaches people.
Yes.
Yeah. And it just, I mean, that's just what you live for. And I'm sure that is the case for you
too. That's what I'm doing, yeah.
Right. When you get that feedback, it's just absolutely amazing. And then you're like, I knew this is what I was meant to do.
Yes.
And isn't it a total feeling of serving? Is a real feeling of that, is it not?
100%.
You know, isn't it? Yeah.
I guess we get a lot of fulfillment when we're in service.
Yeah, of course. Know? Yeah. Yeah,
that's beautiful. I'm so excited. Well, we're here to support you, spread the message whenever you have the next book or
project.
So we're here
Thank
to do
you.
More
Amazing.
Of this. I asked you this question the last time. It's what I ask everyone towards the end of my interviews. And I'm curious if it's the same or if it's different. And we'll have to go back and hear the previous interview see where it was at. But this question is called the three truths. So imagine a hypothetical scenario. You get to live as long as you want in this physical world, but it's the last day for you. Somewhere in the future, it's the last day. And you get to continue to create all the books, the apps, the projects, or whatever you manifest in the future. It all comes true, as it has for you in the last, 15, 20 years. But for whatever reason, in this hypothetical scenario, you have to take everything with you. So no one has access to the manifestation cards. They don't have access to the movie, The Secret, the book, or anything you've ever created. Hypothetical scenario. And all you get to leave behind are three lessons that you've learned, and everything else is gone. What would be those three lessons, or what I like to call three truths for you?
Well, to love everything and everyone. To be grateful for every moment, and to be the joy.
I love that. I'll make sure to link up the previous interview so we can see what you said before.
It's probably similar.
So people can watch that. I have one final question, Rhonda. Again, I want to acknowledge you for your joy, for your light, for your creativity, for showing up for yourself fully, for living a harmonious life internally so that you're able to create effortlessly in the world and be of service. It's a beautiful thing to watch. And again, I hope we get to do many more of these in the future,
but
I acknowledge you for the gift that you are. And I'm very grateful for the impact you've made on so many lives. So thank you for being
here. Thank you so much.
Of course. My final question is, what is your definition of greatness?
Humility. That's what I would say. Yeah. Because I think if you're humble, then you've definitely got greatness inside you.
I hope today's episode inspired you on your journey towards greatness. Make sure to check out the show notes in the description for a rundown of today's show with all the important links. And if you want weekly exclusive bonus episodes with me, as well as ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcast. If you enjoyed this, please share it with a friend over on social media or text a friend. Leave us a review over on Apple Podcast and let me know what you learned over on our social media channels at Lewis House. I really love hearing the feedback from you, and it helps us continue to make the show better. And if you want more inspiration from our world-class guests and content to learn how to improve the quality of your life, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness Newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. And if no one has told you today, I want to remind you that you are loved, you are worthy, and you matter. And now it's time to go out there and do something great.
Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.